This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's Wednesday night shiur, the big shiur of the week, was on the subject of the power of Asher Yatzar to cure malady and to inspire one to do tshuva. And we spoke about the kavana that Gedolei Yisrael had specifically when they made this bracha, how the Shla HaKadosh says, this bracha is Roish V'Rishayin L'chol Berchas HaShachar, and how this bracha could inspire one to come to tshuva, and how the Divrei Chaim says one should have more kavana when they say Asher Yatzar, even then when they say Unasana Toikef. And we explained that the bracha of Asher Yatzar is a good preparation for the Yomim Noiraim. This week's parasha talks about the situation where someone who has to step out of the machane, v'chisisa se'asecha, and therefore we spoke about Asher Yatzar. I received a beautiful email from my friend Chaim Rosen regarding the subject of last night's shiur on Asher Yatzar, and it was so insightful that I would like to share it with you as part two of this subject. Reb Chaim shared the remez of the Pittsburgh Rebbe of Ashdod, who says that Elul is Rosh Teivos, Efshar lehiskayem v'la'amayd lefanecha. It is possible to exist and stand before you. So here it is, there's a remez to Elul in the bracha of Asher Yatzar. So again, that makes it all the more appropriate to discuss Asher Yatzar this time of the year. And through making Asher Yatzar with Kavana, it in fact gives us kiyum and stability and endurance and vitality to be able to be Efshar lehiskayim v'la'amayd lefanecha. It preserves our health. It helps us be mekabel the omach shamayim, as does Elul. Elul is also the city of refuge that allows us to be Efshar lehiskayim v'la'amayd lefanecha. We discuss the unusual nature of the bracha, where the Aruch HaShulchan wonders, well, what type of bracha is it? If it's a brachas hashavach, then it would suffice to make it once a day like all the other brachas hashavach we make in the brachas hashachar. Is it a brachas hanehenin? Well, then it should be made before we go to take care of the bodily needs. And it should be a snappy bracha. But there's no reference exactly to what we are doing when a person takes care of their needs. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says the nature of this bracha is it's a bracha on Yetziras HaAdam. One may ask then, if it's a bracha on Yetziras HaAdam, why wouldn't one bracha a day suffice? Reb Chaim sent me that this question regarding the nature of Asher Yatzar is raised in a wondrous sefer. It's called Shailas Utshuvas Min HaShamayim of one of the Rishon, Rabbeinu Yaakov Mimarvish, who in Simin Lamed Gimel was asked, Al Birchas Asher Yatzar, and Tzarch Levarch B'choleis, Shenitzrach L'Nerkavav, Oyim Dai, Bivracha Shemavarch B'Shachris. To which this question was addressed to the heavens, and the Shamayim answered, Halo Yadata, Arba Tzrichin Lahoidais, there are four people that have to bench Goymel, V'chola Echad Mehem. An ill person is one of them. Ve'ein l'cha choyle gado mizeh. There's no greater choyle than someone who's nitzrach l'nekavav, like it says in Yeshayah Nun Aleph Yedaled. Maher tzoya lihi pasach. Hasten the tzoya to be extricated. So now we're learning that there's a shita in the Rishonim of the amazing category of Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar is a Berchas HaGoymel. Asher Yatzar is a bracha that we make when we're in a desperate situation, because someone who has to relieve themselves is in a very severe, desperate situation. And if we would not be able to eradicate our waste, E Efshar Lehiskayim V'la'amoid Lefanecha. But by making the bracha of Asher Yatzar and Hashem preserves our health, we are Efshar Lehiskayim L'Avon Lefanecha. And therefore Asher Yatzar is nothing less than Berchas HaGoymel. What an amazing perspective on this bracha that we make so many times a day and so many times in the course of our life. May Hashem give us Siyata D'Shmaya to make the bracha properly and preserve our health and well-being. Ba'arichas Yom V'Shanim, B'Toiva U'V'Ne'imos, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.